USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Forecasters predicting Hurricane Lee will reach the New England coast by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says Lee will likely still be a large and dangerous cyclone when it reaches southeastern New England late tomorrow and will then move over Maine and the Atlantic Canada during the weekend. Hurricane and tropical storm warnings have been posted along the New England and Canadian coasts, and southeastern Massachusetts is under a storm surge watch. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry.
The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans. And that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union preparing for a strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Yesterday, Union President Sean Fain ruled out any extension of the existing contracts with GM, Ford, and Stellantis after they expire tonight. Fain said September 14th is a deadline, not a reference point. Members are at odds with the companies over wage increases, pensions, and job protections. San Diego authorities reporting a surge of migrants at the border with Mexico. Hundreds of migrants, including some from Africa and Asia, have been gathering in the space between the two border barriers south of the city. Aid workers and volunteers scrambling to get food to the migrants and their families while they wait to be processed. This is USA News.
You said 1,500 hours.
Jax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
You copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel, cancel. Stand by for new assignment.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
NASA astronaut Frank Rubio now holding the record for the longest orbit mission by an American. Rubio passed 355 days on the International Space Station this week. The West Point grad, who is a doctor and a helicopter pilot by training, said he's looking forward to reaching 365. A reporter asked Elon Musk if he thought AI would kill us all.
I hope not. You should think of the future as a series of probabilities as opposed to certainties. There's some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan. So we want ours to last as long as possible.
A horseback rider in California arrested and charged with driving under the influence, or riding under the influence, after a California highway patrol spotted that person in the saddle with an open alcohol container. When the officer caught up with the rider, he said there was evidence the rider might have been impaired by alcohol. After an investigation, that rider arrested for a DUI. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.